Howard had a scream during that ride that is indescribable. And the faster we went, the higher the pitch went.
Governor Andrew Cuomo had a little fun at the expense of Empire State Development Chief Howard Zemsky as he explained their ride in a race car at Watkins Glen prior to their arrival in Jamestown. New York State, through a combination of Buffalo Billion and regional council dollars and Empire State Development tax credits, has invested $14 million to build the future National Comedy Center in Jamestown. Cuomo announced an additional state commitment is coming next year.
We are signing up the first sponsor, a $500,000 commitment to promote the National Comedy Center through the I Love New York campaign to kick it off.
Zemsky and other government leaders took turns praising the governor and his administration for its commitment and its spending to improve the Western New York economy.
The reason I'm doing the job, because I get asked that a lot. I'm on the road 4 and 5 days a week for now 130 weeks, is because for the first time in as long as I've lived upstate, which is 35 years now, for the first time, we actually have somebody, a governor, who has made the upstate economy his number one priority. We have never lived through that.
The future National Comedy Center is being built inside a former train station. State Senator Catherine Young, who reminded the audience of the comedy festival named in honor of local native Lucille Ball, spoke of the former train station's part in the life of the late comedy legend when she decided at age 14 to leave for New York City to pursue drama school.
And when you think about it, as she came back and forth from New York City and across the country, this building was built in 1932. I'm sure that Lucy was here riding the train back and forth. Think about that. We may be in a very spot where Lucy once stood. And that's why it's so phenomenal that we are able to honor her, celebrate her life, and bring, as I said, new laughter and joy to generations to come.
Completion and opening of the National Comedy Center is expected in 2018. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.